And on the line with me, I have Victoria Cudgeon. Are you there, Victoria?
I am, yes, hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. So, we're just going to jump right into this. Can you please introduce yourself, introduce Inspiration Studios, and what you do there?
Sure, absolutely, I'd love to. I'm a ceramic artist. I studied material art and design at OCAD, graduating in 2009. My job is the studio facilitator at Inspiration Studio. I started about 8 months ago here, so I'm fairly new. So my job consists of loading kilns, mixing glazes, and pugging clay, as well as maintaining a cooperative space. I instruct pottery classes and provide support to all aspects of creation of functional pottery. And I also assist with marketing and helping studio members find venues to sell their work, create promotional material for the women's businesses, and a little bit about Inspiration. Inspiration Studio is an art-based social purpose enterprise initiative that focuses on building low-income and marginalized women's capacity to supplement their income through crafts and art training, production and business development with a particular focus on pottery. The space operates as a shared production space where the studio members work on their own individual micro-businesses. And I think that's
about it?
Yeah, that's everything about Inspiration.
Okay, Inspiration Studios was founded in 1994, but it only came under management by Sistering in 2001. And it remains under Sistering to this very day. What's the general background of Inspiration, and why did Sistering decide to take control of it?
Sistering took over in 2001 when it was asked by Inspiration Studio members and the funders to assume responsibility for us. Before that, we had been managed by 761 Community Development Corporation, which was our sponsor. And now Sistering, which offers numerous other programs and services, manages us. So we're one of their social enterprises and one of the services that they provide. So it's sort of been a growth for Inspiration Studios between different funders and that sort of aspect of how we've been managed.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a social enterprise. Can you just explain that for someone who might not know what the term means?
Yeah, sure. Social enterprise has a social aspect as well as a business intention. So to provide a supportive space for women to come and create. And it allows for a break in social isolation and helps the women to build confidence as well as allows the members to supplement their income and establish self-sufficiency. So it kind of connects the two with social and social aspects as well as a business plan where they're allowed to supplement their income. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of need does Inspiration Studios fill within the community?
Mm-hmm. It's important because it offers a supportive space for people to come and create every day. It allows the women to keep community and a place to come to work every day, which is very important. So it provides a sort of structure. And it also allows the women to gain confidence in making their own work. Also a creative space to come. Often it's quite expensive to have a studio space. So by having a shared collective space with all of the tools, pottery bales, and everything provided, it allows for the women to come and make what they want to make, as well as establish self-sufficiency, as I said before.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that society doesn't allow for these safe, creative places to exist more?
Well, I think funding is often a large component in why it's hard. It's a bit of a maze for women to find help, and it can be confusing and intimidating, sort of, to navigate the system. For example, if there's a new woman that's come to the country, they may not know where where the resources are to find a space like this, or just navigating the system can be quite confusing and intimidating.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of women do you usually find coming for your services, and do you know why they choose to come to Inspiration specifically?
Mm-hmm. Often we find a lot of the women are either going through sistering and using their services and then come to us that way. We have an intake process in January, which is when we have new students that will come to use the studio space. And the women that come to use the space are low-income and marginalized women. So women that have been faced with homelessness, the impacts of trauma and violence, addictions and mental health issues. So it's a wide range of different women that come to use the space.
And why do you think that helping women to become self-sufficient is such an important task?
It's important because Inspiration is necessary. Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. Why do you think that helping women to become self-sufficient is such an important task?
Mm-hmm. It's really important because otherwise elements such as depression and things like that, if you don't have a structure set in place or a place to come, often you can women tend to isolate themselves, or it helps to build community as well as the empowerment that the women have from making money is also really, really important as well.
And you mentioned you take in marginalized women, women that come from, I guess, abusive houses, and women with, like, low-income women. And why is it so difficult for these women to find resources to help them?
Mm-hmm. I think often funding, as I was saying earlier, it can be intimidating and confusing to navigate the system. So knowing where to find the resources and understanding who can provide what in the system, as well as I think if you look at the economy, often that says a lot about why it's hard as well to find these resources.
And for the women that become a part of Inspiration Studios, what do they gain once they become a part of it?
Mm-hmm. The women gain, they learn how to create, make pottery. They learn to share a space together and to make new relationships, both business and individual relationships in the community. They learn how to effectively sell their work and merchandise. They also are able to supplement their income. So I find a lot of the women have been here, some of them for up to 10 years or more. So you can really see the growth between some of the newer women and the ones that have been here for 10 years. So they gain a lot of skills and entrepreneurial skills as well.
You mentioned that you come from an artistic background. You were a potter,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to become a part of Inspiration Studio instead of working at a gallery or selling your own art?
Mm-hmm. Well, I also sell my own art on the side, so often that's, as many artists are faced with, the challenges of being self-sustaining. But I also like the community aspect of Inspirations. I enjoy being able to share my experience with teaching, studio management, and knowledge of craft, which are all things that throughout the years I've been gaining. But Inspirations is able to combine all of my job skills, so it's really nice that way. And I also see the value that my job brings to others, which is really rewarding. I'm very inspired by the members. I see how helpful and important the program is for them and the studio, what it provides for them. So, yeah, I think it's been a rewarding job choice for sure.
Do you have any stories or anecdotes of somebody that's really, really inspired you while you've been working there?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All of the women I get to every day just basically hang out in the studio and I meet all, there's about 20 women in the studio, so all of the stories that we share throughout the day, which is great about a studio space, any sort of studio space, that's often sort of one of the really nice things is if you have a shared space with other artists, you're able to talk and tell stories and share everything. So I can't think of anything directly, but just every day I look forward to meeting the women and telling stories and stuff like that. So
It was mentioned in the last interview that we did that poverty actually becomes a catalyst for isolation, that's right. And it's kind of a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
So why do you think that having like a community area where people can come together and talk is so important to getting rid of this isolation problem?
I was actually talking with a friend about this the other day. If you think about how you were, when you're in school or in different social groups, you have the opportunity to make new friends, and once you're out of school, you know, your friendships sort of change, and you think about those sorts of things. But if you consider that some of the women haven't had a chance to be able to go to school or make those networks, and so Inspirations is really, really a good, a nice place for everyone to meet and to build new friendships and business relationships as well.
And for somebody that's interested in purchasing this art or seeing it, do you have any galleries or stores where it's being sold?
Yes, we do, actually. We have quite a few that sell our work and support Inspirations. You can find our work at Blue Banana in Kensington Market. You can find our mugs at El Café Cito on Bloor Street, as well as Alternative Grounds in Roncesvalles. And a wider selection of work similar to Blue Banana at Wise Daughters in the Junction. And we also have a studio sale in May and I believe in November or December. And you can visit our blog at, what is it again? It's inspiredpottery.blogspot.com. And we also have updates on Twitter at inspiredpottery. So if you check our website, you can also see where we're also doing different short-term venues.
And how can volunteers or somebody who's interested get in contact with Inspiration Studio?
If you contact Sistering, which is the organization that manages us, we have to go through the volunteer coordinator. But if you visit the website at www.sistering.org, there is a volunteer sheet that you can fill out there and hand in through the volunteer coordinator, her name is Ellen. And they're always looking for help in the kitchen during the weekdays to help serve lunches and in the mornings prepare meals. And we're always looking for volunteers as well to help at the holiday sales and to document the women's work.
And just as a final thought, is there anything else that you would like to add or say?
We're always looking for new venues, and if anyone thinks of anything or would like to keep in contact with us, to please visit our website, our blog, and our Twitter account. We'd love to hear from everyone.
Okay, thank you for calling in today. That was Victoria Gudgeon of Inspiration Studios.